Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you.
Good morning. Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. There's an interesting dynamic, Paul. This movie Superman with their dog in the movie Crypto, I guess, has got people motivated to adopt pets. And yet, from natural disasters, we also have stories like Texas and the catastrophic flooding, and one of the outgrowths of that are abandoned pets. And then just overall, we thought we'd check in with Michelle Frenier, who is the director of marketing and a very good friend over the years with the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Great to talk to you.
So let's kind of talk about where are we right now from your world when it comes to pet adoption?
Sure. As many shelters around the country are facing the same issues, we're seeing sort of that decrease in pet adoptions. Interest has slightly lowered. And so as a result, we're seeing our shelters being at somewhat critical capacity.
And from that standpoint, on the other hand, what are you hearing about this Superman dog?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I saw an article earlier this week about Crypto and the new movie Superman. And I think they're quoting as, you know, there's been over a 500% increase in interest in adoption. Some folks are out there Googling, you know, searching for, you know, where to adopt a dog near me, which is wonderful. And we, you know, are encouraged by seeing that. You know, our adoptions over the last week or so are where they have been, pretty steady. So we hope that, you know, that does spark some interest, but we also, you know, want to caution folks that, you know, not to get caught up in all the excitement of this really cute film dog. And really think about, you know, the commitment that adopting a pet can be. And hopefully, you know, give that some serious consideration. And if it works for them, then ultimately we hope that they come down to one of our shelters and meet one of our many waiting animals.
You know, Michelle, both Larry and I have adopted dogs in the past. And when I got started, I didn't know about the commitment, but I also had some misconceptions about what it would be like to have an adopted pet at home. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that who may be considering it but are hesitant?
Sure. You know, adoptable animals are wonderful, and to be able to give them a second chance is amazing. But we do want folks to come in sort of prepared, you know, and also think about their own life and style. You know, again, do they work away from home, or do they work at home? Do they do a lot of traveling? What about their housing situation? Do they rent an apartment, or do they have a yard? You know, somebody with a, you know, one bedroom apartment may not be the best match to own a, you know, to adopt a husky. So that's where our adoption team really likes to come in and kind of almost be, you know, a dating service or a concierge, and really get to know the person and about their lifestyle so that we can match an animal to them, because we want it to be a successful fit for that family. Because again, those pets are going to be part of your family for a number of years. And there's then also the responsibility of, you know, if you get a puppy or a kitten, they're wonderful, but there's also, you know, much like a human baby, there's a lot that goes into that training and, you know, learning that, to, you know, all of the different things that come with that. So sometimes maybe an older animal or a senior dog can be a wonderful fit because they have that training and personality kind of developed. And so you can have a better understanding of if that's going to be the right fit for your family.
And as you know, Michelle, we're with Michelle Frenier with the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh. During COVID, a lot of people went out and adopted pets because they were home and they provided great companionship. And then there was this post-COVID where people gave up their pets, or in some cases outright abandoned them. Have we kind of recovered from all of that and back to a more normal rhythm?
Yeah, I think there is some misconception about that the number of pets that came back after COVID, but I think it's other, we're seeing other factors that are kind of impacting, you know, adoption numbers and actually surrender numbers. You know, we talk a lot about the economics, you know, inflation and tariffs and things. So that is ultimately, you know, can be affecting, you know, people who...
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Own pets. And so that is where, you know, HARP likes to come in. We do have pet resources for folks who may be struggling financially or with some other issues. We have a helpline where people can call, talk with our team, let them know what they're struggling with, whether it's they need some help in feeding their animals, whether they're having some behavior issues and some interventions and training could help, or, you know, maybe there's medical issues and they can't afford veterinary care. We have low cost and actually other programs that can provide veterinary care at for free. So we want folks, before they kind of make that decision to, especially to abandon, to please contact our team and see if we can intervene.
Michelle, you touched on something that I wanted you to expand on, which is making help available, especially like feeding pets for people who are struggling with that. The donations that you can accept and what you're looking for, tell us about it.
Sure. Folks can go out to our website and they can look under Give and see our wish list. So, you know, things from dog food, cat food, we do ask that the food be unopened just for safety reasons. But, you know, cat litter, gently used crates, toys, dog beds, things like blankets and sheets and towels we use a lot of, paper towels, paper products. So all of those kind of things can make a difference. We do, as I said, have a food bank, Ellie's Pet Pantry. So again, we are always looking for folks who might want to contribute dog and cat food that we can then in turn give to those folks in our community who may be struggling to feed their pets.
And finally, are you seeing the result of when we have natural disasters? Obviously, a lot of the pets are abandoned by the circumstance, like in Texas. Probably a little too far for us to feel it, but that happens occasionally too.
It does. We have not, you know, been in contact with any of the teams from Texas. As I said, you know, we are right now, as many shelters in the region are, kind of struggling with our own capacity. We're currently at 90+ percent capacity. So, again, we encourage folks to, you know, if the Superman movie has inspired them to at least take a look at adopting a pet, we hope that they will and that they can check out the available pets on our website. Maybe if they're not ready for a pet, maybe they would consider becoming a foster. That's really important, especially for shelters when we're at this capacity, to give those animals a break from the shelter. And it also helps them in their journey to become adoptable, whether it's they're recovering from some medical issues, they're learning how to exist in a new situation, or just giving them some break from, you know, what can be a very stressful place. Or, again, volunteer. Again, we, you know, there are many roles for volunteers, from dog walking, cat cuddling. All of the work that our volunteers do are very important. And then also, whether it's giving items from our wish list or financially supporting us, it helps us make a difference.
There she goes, Superwoman. Michelle Frenier, Director of Marketing at the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh. Thanks for the great work that you and your team do every day, Michelle. Have a great weekend.
You too, Larry. Always great to talk with you.
And Larry, I think that I'm speaking for both of us when I say we regret not one moment of adopting a dog.
Oh, no. In your case, provided a lot of love, and ours too. She's getting up there. I know we're going to lose her soon, and even thinking about it gets you choked up, but yeah. Pets can provide a lot of unconditional love.
Hey, it's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Comedy Podcast. We've been described as unscripted, unqualified, and unapologetic. And that came from my mother. See if you agree. The Commercial Break is available Tuesday through Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.